it's a pleasure to have Sean Hall and Evan Vey with us. We're going to talk about Pittsburgh Public Theater and its youth camps. And let me turn to Sean first. Can you tell me a bit about what you do at Pittsburgh Public Theater?
Yes, I'm the Director of Education and Community Engagement at the theater. I run all of the youth programs through the theater. That includes our creative dramatics in the fall, our big Shakespeare contest, which just celebrated its 25th year. That happens in January, February. That includes over 1,100 kids every year, over 90 schools in the region. We run all of the student matinees and the summer camps.
You've got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it important for a theater company to have somebody like you doing the work that you're doing?
It's a great way for students to learn about the theater. Acting is such a wonderful opportunity for students to learn about themselves, to expand their confidence, learn public speaking, learn about themselves, about other kids. I think that the public theater programs, all the ones that I mentioned, they sort of touch on some of those things and really sort of bring kids in to experience the shows that we are producing as well. There's a lot of different themes and things that they learn about in viewing these shows.
You know, I am just remembering for the first time right now that I was in eighth grade and went to a Pittsburgh Public Theater performance.
Oh, yeah?
It was 12th night, and it was at what is now the New Hazlett Theater, which used to be Pittsburgh Public Theater's performance. But that, I don't think it was my first formal theater performance because my parents took me to a lot of live theater. But it was really fun to go. It was a field trip, and we all went, and Leonard Nimoy happened to be in that play.
Oh, my God.
So we had a lot of fun watching him and just enjoying it so much. And I know the kids talked about it a lot afterwards, and it ended up getting a lot of people interested in theater. Here with us also is Evan Vey. Evan, you've been here before, haven't you?
Yeah, I was here. I believe it was last year, either the year before, I was here with Pittsburgh Saviars when we were doing HMS Pinafore.
I thought so. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, in terms of my relationship with the public theater, I'm a student with a lot of the things they do there. I saw my first show there, I believe, probably around 5 or 6 years ago now. It was Diary of Anne Frank. It moved me to tears. I loved it, so I kept coming to shows more and more after that. So after that, I became more involved in like their summer programs. They work with the AIU apprenticeship. I've been doing stuff with that. I also did the Shakespeare contest with them, so basically, I'm moving around in both theater, like the educational programs they offer, and I love seeing the shows themselves because they also offer a lot of their student matinees, which are all fantastic. It's just a great experience to be a part of.
Now, you're interested in acting now, right?
Yes.
As an actor. Did you have that interest before seeing Anne Frank?
Yeah, I started acting when I was around 10. I've been doing like community shows, but I haven't started seeing like professional plays up until that point. And after I realized like the scope of like what the ability of what you can do with theater, with acting, it got me really excited to learn more.
Are you thinking of studying acting when you get out of high school?
Definitely,
You're studying it already with Pittsburgh Public Theater. I want to talk more about that in a moment, but tell me about the Shakespeare competition. You were a participant, and when I heard Sean mention just a moment ago over 1,000 participants, I didn't realize there were that many. That's incredible.
So basically what you do in the Shakespeare contest is you're able to choose from any Shakespeare play. You can either do a monologue or you can do a scene with like one or two other people. And basically you're going up against other people from other schools. You can either apply with your school or you can apply as an independent. That's how I applied this year. So they have this pool of judges, these professionals from around the city that know about Shakespeare, have studied it in the past. They judge it, and then they have this showcase at the end of it where they determine, like, a final winner.
That's something. Have you done it more than once?
Yeah, I have. I've been doing it ever since middle school, I believe, when I was 12.
And I'm sure you must change what you choose every year.
Yeah.
Or most years. What did you do this past time?
This last year, I did Mark Antony's speech from Julius Caesar, Friends, Romans, Countrymen.
And
you did it wonderfully, by the way.
I love the fact that you can choose whatever you want to, and that you can be part of a group or do it alone and with your school or not with your school. You're really celebrating the craft, and you get to choose the form that you want to be in. I gather it's all memorized.
Yes.
So it's... that would be quite a challenge. Do you do it on the stage at the Pittsburgh Public?
We do, yes. So basically what they do is it's usually on the set of whatever production they have going on at that moment. At the time we did it, they were doing The Tempest. So they have this little platform like in front of the stage. They have you go up, you perform your piece in front of not only the judges but the other people that are competing there with you, and you get to watch everyone else doing it, and it's just a great experience.
That sounds amazing. I want to turn back to Sean, and in a moment we'll talk about Pittsburgh Public Theater summer camp opportunities. If you're just joining us, today we have Sean Hall and Evan Vey, whose voice you just heard, talking about some opportunities at Pittsburgh Public Theater. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Sean, were you an actor growing up? You may still be an actor for all I know, but tell me about how you got interested in theater and a little bit about your youth.
Sure. I started in improv, actually, in my junior year of high school. Was sort of looking to get involved with something, and I jumped right in and got cast in MASH at my school, at Blackhawk High School in Beaver County. That was my first ever production. And then I was cast as the lead in 42nd Street, which I'm not a dancer, so you can imagine I was Billy Lawler in that show, which I didn't actually do any tap dancing. And for a non-tap dancing Billy Lawler, if you've seen the show, I don't know how they did it, but it happened. Since then, I've retired from musicals, but I went to Point Park right here in downtown from 2000 to 2004. Left Pittsburgh for a time, but as we all sort of do, we come back, and I ended up working at the Pittsburgh Public starting in 2010, and I was Ted Pappas's assistant for about seven of those years, and after longtime director of education Rob Zellers retired, we had a really wonderful group sales manager, Katie, who took over for him for 2 years, and then after she moved on, I was very fortunate to take over the role as director of education. I've continued acting through the years, and recently just did a commercial for a law firm, which was a lot of fun. And I usually go through the agencies, which is kind of the easier route for me. But
I think it's amazing how many opportunities there are for actors, also musicians, in fields that are not apparent to lay people, whether they be industrial training films or commercials, as you mentioned, or music for video games or incidental music used in movies or television. Do you hope to specialize in an area, Evan? Is there a dream you have once you are out of school?
Well, acting, I would have to say, is the dream. But once I get to college, I'm going to hopefully be able to explore like the array of the stuff you can do in the theater, because at their AIU program they teach you so many different jobs you can do in the theater, so many that you wouldn't think of at first. So hopefully I'll be able to explore all of that and find out which one best clicks with me.
Yeah, you just have no idea in some cases what it is that you can do. When you watch a film and you look at the credits and you see things like Best Boy, Grip, Gaffer, and all of these different things in film, there are also lots of different roles if you're staging a play, as you're putting on a musical. So the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, AIU, does a great job of exposing you to these different things. So let's talk about camps.
Sure.
What do we need to know? And you might want to perk up your ears as you listen, because camps are open now, and it's good to start considering these early before they fill up.
Yeah, so this year we're changing up our beginning slate just a bit. We're starting in June, and usually we have a scene study that runs for 2 weeks, and that would normally go Monday through Friday. This year we're doing it just a touch differently, that we are going to have an extra class during the day. So scene study will still take place for 2 weeks, and you will have culminating in a final performance. That'll be from June 17th through the 28th. But scene study will be all in the afternoons, 1 p.m. to 3:30. Now, in the mornings, for the first week, from June 17th through June 21st, we will have a beginner stage combat class, and that'll go from 10 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. The kids would get a lunch, and then they'd come back for scene study. But the great thing about stage combat is they're going to learn the very basics of safe stage combat from a professional stage choreographer in the city, Tanya Lin. So they'll get their morning sort of with this physical activity with stage combat, and come back and do sort of character study, text analysis with scene study, which is a little bit more advanced. The second week, June 24th through the 28th, the morning will be improv. So you'll get to come in, learn to think on your feet, learn to listen and react in the moment with theater games in our improv with Missy Marino, who will be our teacher for that class. And then you'll continue on with your second week of scene study. And this year that will be taught by Lisa Ann Goldsmith, longtime teaching artist and professional with the Pittsburgh Public Theater. So you're getting really sort of I'd like to say a holistic experience with these. You're getting to use your body, you're getting to use your voice, you're getting to use your mind, and all of those will be sort of engaged through these classes in June.
What are the age ranges that can participate in these classes?
Sure. These classes specifically are for grades 9 through 12. They sort of gear a little bit more towards advanced, though improv can is all ages, and well, not all ages, I'm sorry, but all skill levels within those grades 9 through 12.
Improv would be a great skill. Have you taken improv?
Yes, I've taken their improv class for, I would have to say, the past 3 years, I would say.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you learned?
It is great. Last year, Missy, she is a huge teacher of group mind, getting able to understand your fellow actors as a group and being able to react based on them themselves and like what you know about them, how you're able to interact with them specifically.
Yeah, it's great improv is remarkable. Mm-hmm. And that's something I wouldn't mind taking a class in sometimes, I think, because much like radio, you're synthesizing things out of nothing. Not to say, I mean, you're using your skills, right? But something is coming just out of, you know, thought mm-hmm. and teamwork. So that's got to be kind of a cool opportunity. Improv is also very transferable, right, in terms of the skills it gives you, whether it be having better conversations or relationships or mm-hmm. skills in managing and working with other people. They're great transferable skills.
Totally. I think like how I started with improv and Evan, your sort of history with improv, it's such a great experience to stand up with somebody and have to be able to trust that they're going to help you world build. You're doing that in the moment. You're creating a scene, you're creating characters, and you're attempting to do this with somebody else. And it's a great thing that Missy does with this sort of group mind, that she's like saying, hey, work together and build this as using strong teamwork. And that is sort of your basis for strong acting as well. You may be given a script in that regard, but you still have to react in the moment. You still have to be truthful to your character. And it's a great opportunity for any person that's just wants to sort of dabble in the world of theater to try some improv games and, you know, get involved.
We're talking with Pittsburgh Public Theater. You just heard the voice of Sean Hall, who is their director of education. There's more to your title than
and
that.
Community engagement.
And community engagement. That's a long one. And in addition to Sean, we have Evan Vay here, who is in 11th grade at Hampton High School. Do you guys have a musical this year? Did it happen yet?
We do. We are doing Chicago High School Edition. We just opened last night, and as a matter of fact. We have another show tonight and then two shows next weekend.
I'm glad I asked you. Are you in it?
Yes, I am. I am playing the MC. I'm the one who introduces each of the songs as they happen.
I'm honored you're here. That had to be a, had to go last night.
Oh, it went really well. The audience loved it.
That's great. Opening night's something. And Hampton is a great school district, a beautiful campus where the schools, if I remember correctly, are all kind of nestled on the same piece of property. So it makes it easy to navigate. And I'm sure they'd love to welcome you at Hampton High School. If you're not a member of the Hampton community, you can still get tickets and go and see Chicago. It's Chicago the Musical Junior.
High School Edition.
Chicago,
yes.
High School Edition. Got it. Junior is kind of condescending. The High School Edition, that's better. What are some of the other classes, and how can people get information on registering and sort of looking over the whole catalog?
Sure. So also with those June classes, the scene study, stage combat, and improv, parents can combine all three of those classes and get a discount of 20% off the total price of all three. We'll take a week off after those classes for the 4th of July, and we'll come back with our beginner acting class for grades 5 through 8 from July 8th through the 12th. Now, those classes run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is a really great opportunity for kids who have never experienced acting before, who would like to learn about voice and speech or movement, or just be able to sort of step on stage and start to understand how it is to incorporate these acting techniques into their body. After that week, we hit the ground running with our Shakespeare Intensive. This is our big, big summer program. So the Shakespeare Contest is celebrated 25 years. If any kid has been a part of the Shakespeare Contest and has done a monologue or a scene and would like to try their hand at a fully adapted Shakespearean play, this is the time to do it. So that would run July 15th through August 2nd. It culminates in a final performance on the stage at the O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they rehearse from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday for those 3 weeks. And you can believe this year they are going to be doing one of the comedies. I think they're going to be selecting from the comedy canon of Shakespeare. But that'll be taught by Amy Landis, and she's expert, extremely experienced in all things Shakespeare, longtime teaching artist with Pittsburgh Public as well. And that will sort of round us out. But if parents are interested in finding out more about the camps, they can visit us at ppt.org/engage-learn. And if you happen to register by April 30th, we'll waive the registration fee that's on the site as well.
Oh, that's great. So it's ppt.org.
Yep, just like Pittsburgh Public Theater, ppt.org.
Sounds good. Evan, you clearly are a great representative for the theater, but also for yourself as well. Any advice for if somebody is listening right now as a person about your age who maybe is teetering, maybe a little shy, or just wondering if he or she wants to do it. Any advice on how to kind of break in?
My best advice is to just be ambitious. You know, do what you want while you're still able to do it. I mean, at this point, what have you got to lose? You're not at that point yet where you have to really start considering colleges, what you have to do as a career yet. So I feel like at this point, if you even have the slightest feeling that you want to go into acting, do it, because you never know the kind of things you're going to find there. There's a lot of great stuff within this community.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here today. Evan Vay, remember that name. Maybe you'll be seeing him more. Look for him at Chicago High School Edition at Hampton High School throughout the weekend. And thanks, too, to Sean Hall for being with us. ppt.org. And then look for the education programs where you can learn more about summer camps. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.